What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. On this episode, we have a wild story, folks. A story about a woman who travels from her home in Mexico to go to Peru after she met a man in an online video game chat room and thought that they were falling in love, only to end up being murdered and murdered in an absolutely gruesome way. So let's dive into this article from the Daily Beast. And let's see what's going on here. This article was authored by Ellie Quinlan Huftelling. Headline, she flew to Peru for love and was allegedly killed for her organs. Now imagine that. Imagine flying somewhere thinking you're in love with somebody, right? And then only to arrive and be murdered in such a gruesome way. For your organs? I mean, talk about evil amongst us. Imagine how depraved you have to be to even think about killing somebody to take their organs. And this lady, she flies there thinking she's in love, only to be met by this predator who murders her, takes her organs, and then tells her family, basically, oh, I don't know what happened to her. A Mexican woman flew 3,000 miles for love, but instead ended up a victim of human organ trafficking instead. Local authorities say. I mean, what a gruesome way to go. I can't imagine a more horrible fate. And the families that have to process stuff like this, imagine learning that this is your daughter, right? And this is what some disgusting psychopath did to her. Can you imagine the pain and suffering that these families are going through, or this woman's family, especially right now, with this situation is going through? I can't even begin to imagine that. It is just beyond reason to think that there's people out here that are capable of this. But unfortunately, folks, there are. Look, I want to believe the best about society. I want to believe the best about people in general. But my life has shown me, 43 years of it anyway, that there's a lot of people out there that don't mean me or you any good. In fact, they don't mean anyone any good. And while those kinds of people are not, you know, the majority, there are a bunch of them, and unfortunately, they're in every single community. Nobody's safe. If you can get murdered in a place like Moscow, there's no place in this country, or anywhere in the world, in fact, where you're safe. And I know we like to tell ourselves, if we move out of the big city, or we move to the burbs, that things are going to be safer, and things are going to be all right. But that's just not the case. That's a false sense of security. Blanca Arellano traveled to Peru in July after a whirlwind online courtship with a Peruvian medical student identified by both her family and prosecutors as Juan Pablo Jesus Villafuerte. For months, her family believed that she was happy and that their relationship was going well in the Andean country, according to her niece Carla Arellano, who posted about the saga on Twitter. So, they're under the impression that this lady left her home and she's having this great life with this medical student in Peru, when the reality is something much more grim. When you don't hear from your relative, you don't hear from somebody you love, and they're in some foreign country with some unnamed stranger, yeah, that's going to send off them alarm bells. And the niece here certainly wasn't too comfortable with what was going on. Then, on November 7th, she suddenly stopped responding. But it wasn't until the younger Arellano reached out to Villafuerte that she began fearing for her aunt's life. He argues that on Sunday, my aunt decided to return to Mexico, Arellano wrote on Twitter, sharing screenshots of her text message with the med student. They were in Huacho, and she left for Lima by her own means to later go to Mexico, but that has not happened. And this is an age-old story, right? How many people have we heard use this one? Someone goes to visit them in some foreign country. Then they say, oh, well, guess what? They left. I have no idea what happened to them. Meanwhile, they murdered them or sold them off into human trafficking. This is a relatively common occurrence when people meet somebody like this online or, look, you got to be real careful. You don't know who you're dealing with. You have no idea who is behind that computer screen. And with how prevalent online dating is and meeting people online, I think people have to be real cautious. And if you're going to pick up your whole life and go to another country, you have to be even more cautious, right? I'm talking hire a private investigator, all of that. Because not only are you meeting some stranger and being with some stranger, but you're out of your realm of comfort. You're in their country, you're in their realm, and if they're sick or there's something wrong with them, well, you're going to be really behind the eight ball from Jump Street. In one screen grab, Villafuerte claimed Ariano was bored of their relationship and that his role was over. I'm sure her phone is not working or she's out of battery, Villafuerte purportedly told her. Yeah, because, you know, everybody just leaves their phone uncharged. Everybody leaves their phone out of battery or, you know, it's not working. That would be relatively convenient, huh? For Mr. Villafuerte, anyway. Days later, on November 9th, a local fisherman found a faceless head floating in the waters in the port of Huacho, according to El País. Hours later, an arm. Then, an organless torso. So, think about the grisly scene, if you're the one finding this shit. Yeah, you're there having a fish, you know, you and your friends, fishing for the day or whatever, maybe having a swim, whatever it might be. You find a head, then you find an arm, then you find a torso with no organs in it. A ring digit washed ashore, tied the corpse back to Ariano, according to local outlets. Villafuerte, the last person who had seen the 51-year-old alive, was arrested on November 17th. Yeah, probably a good idea to arrest him. And thankfully, this lady's niece looked for her, and she wanted to know where she was, and she didn't, you know, just accept what this guy had to say. There's a lot of people out there that are just way too trusting, and maybe it's just my cynical nature, but I don't really trust anybody, to be honest with you. I'm a trust but verify kind of cat. Juan Pablo Villafuerte was arrested on charges of human organs trafficking, said Peru General Attorney Zorada Avalos in a statement on Monday. Investigators reportedly believe Villafuerte did not act alone in the plot. So obviously there's some kind of, you know, organ ring here, human organ smuggling ring. I mean, it's hard for me even to talk about that. It's hard for me to quantify how somebody can want to do that. What sort of evil, disgusting person are you to look at a human being and say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to kill this person. I'm going to cut them open, dismember them, and take their organs to sell. Anybody who's capable of that should be taken directly to the nearest live volcano and thrown directly into it. Eerily, even as concerns grew for Ariano, after she first went missing, Villafuerte had reportedly posted several videos to TikTok that featured the dissection and analysis of human organs, including a pancreas and a brain. Yo, what? So this guy disembowels this lady, cuts her head off, takes her organs out, and then he's on TikTok making videos about it? Oh yeah, I'm a medical student. I got these body parts from the morgue. I mean, really? Somebody needs to hit pause real quick on Earth and tell all of these sick people to calm the fuck down. Searching his home, investigators found evidence of blood in the bathroom, the laundry room, and on the mattress and cleaning supplies, according to El Pais. Sounds like he tried to do a cleanup job, right? Not gonna work out so well, though, when the investigators show up with a forensic team and they start using all sorts of technology to find blood splatters, places where you might have cleaned up. Believe me, Mr. Villafuerte, you're not smarter than the investigators, as we're being shown here. We have no words to express what we're experiencing, her niece tweeted on Wednesday. My aunt was a kind, warm person, full of light, intelligent, dedicated, loving, and that is how she should be remembered. We believe in Peruvian laws, and we fully trust the authorities to make it happen, as they have done an impeccable job so far, she added. It's time to raise your voice and ask for justice, para Blanca. And look, I'm with them 100%. This lady definitely needs justice. And as far as I'm concerned, if this dude is convicted of all of this, I'm not even kidding about the volcano. Throw him directly in it. Why waste time? We're going to put this guy in jail for what? He's going to be rehabilitated? Yeah, right. Zero chance. Some people are just fucked off, right off of the conveyor belt. The second they're born, they're just a lemon, right? You know, sometimes you get a bad car or a bad electronic device? Well, some people are just born bad. And somebody who's capable of doing this, my guess is, they were born evil, not just bad. And the fact that this is actually a thing, organ trafficking and, you know, human trafficking for their organs, it is just beyond the pale of absolutely disgusting and gross. This is one of those stories that just makes your stomach turn. And I really, really hope that they get the conviction here and this son of a bitch is dealt with. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.